5,500 years ago, causewayed camps like Crickley Hill and Robin Hood's Ball were abandoned. Their decline signalled the end of large-scale hostilities in ancient Britain. In the relative peace that followed, monument construction in the Stonehenge landscape began once more, with the digging of huge oval ditches, the largest of which is the Greater Cursus.
The largest monument in this landscape is undoubtedly the Greater Cursus. Interpreting the Cursus has been very, very difficult. It's only when you start finding more detail about the architecture that you start to get a better understanding of what is essentially a very, very big, long bank and ditch.
Over 2.5 kilometres long, the Cursus represented a new scale of ambition for ancient engineering. It required a huge area to be cleared before 20,000 tons of chalk were excavated to form its immense ditch. To meet these new ambitions, the builders needed tools on a previously unheard-of scale, in particular, flint axes.